I walked in health and I was blessed every way in the world, and I worked till I got old enough to retire, but because I was always talking about Jesus in my workplace, they fired me. What finally happened after I'd been with that company 29 years, one day I was in receiving and I heard screaming down toward the hot food section, and I went running down to the hot food section, and there was a cafeteria cook. And this lady had a great big old rotisserie oven that's about 10 foot long, had a great big old steel door across the front with rotating racks in there that they loaded it up and took them out. This lady was taking the material out for lunch for all the cafeteria upstairs that evening. And she happened to reach in and get one. She had a pair of gloves on and a blouse on, and everything between here was exposed. And she reached over and get something, and her foot slipped on the floor, and she laid this arm down on the door of that oven. When she laid her arm down there from where the glove was to where the blouse was, it just fried it. And where there was little marks in the door, it just left burns in her arm. Big old blisters were coming up all over her arm. I heard her screaming. I go running down there. When I got there, they were trying to put oil on her, butter on her, you know, water on her, everything. And it was on her right arm, so I ran up and grabbed her left arm. I quoted Isaiah 53:4-5, for the Lord bore her pain, so she wouldn't have to bear the pain. Then I quoted Mark 16:18, where the Lord says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But I said, I don't know how long he'll take. So my favorite verse, Mark 11:23, I said, the king says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. So I said, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from my king, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I turned her loose and all of her pain stopped just like that. The woman stopped screaming. They said, Adelina, let's take you to the doctor. She said, no. She said, after Thurman prayed, I don't have any pain. So she said, I got to serve the cafeteria. Everybody's hungry. So she put the racks on, finished it, and loaded her rack up and goes upstairs. And I went to dinner with Randy, and Randy looked at her arm, and he said, Adelina, what in the world happened to you? She said, well, I burned myself in the oven a while ago. He said, well, why don't you go to the doctor? She said, well, after Thurman prayed for me, I don't have any pain. It's okay, so I don't want to go to the doctor. So she goes home that night, and her husband sees it. He wants to take her to emergency right then. And she says, oh, honey, I'm too tired. I don't want to go. She said, if it's bothering me in the morning when I get up, you can take me then. Adelina woke up the next morning and her arm was beautiful, not even a mark or a scar or nothing, a brand new arm. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Jesus Christ that we serve. You know, and I served him a lot of years and didn't know he'd done that kind of work. It took me a long time to figure that out, but I finally figured it out. Well, they fired me. And so last summer, I was helping Bruce replace a 5-ton condensing unit on one of our buildings. And when I picked up my side, I happened to get the side that had the compressor. They're extremely heavy, a 5-ton. You know, I've always considered myself a man's man. You know how you are. You know, you think you're bigger than you are sometimes. And so I didn't have any problem carrying my side over there and putting the condensing unit in the truck and taking the new one out and setting it on there. But while I was carrying that, I felt a tear in my other side. I didn't think anything about it, but I thought, well, what was that little pain I had in my side? So after we got the air conditioning on and pumped down and fixed and everything finished and got it all going, when I got home, I got to take my shower and I thought, uh-oh, there's another one of those bulges on the other side. I said, Lord, I'm a whole lot smarter now than I was 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I had faith then to believe I could have the surgery with no pain. But now, Lord, I have faith to believe you can fix this. I believe I don't have to go in to have surgery at all. I believe that you can do a creative miracle on me. And so I just prayed for myself for about 3 months. Nothing happened, but I praised him and thanked him for my healing. And then one day I was in the bathroom taking a shower and my wife walked in. I got this great big old bulge on my side. She said, honey, what in the world is wrong with you? I said, well, I got a hernia. I said, I did it changing an air conditioning unit. She says, my goodness, look at that thing. I said, yeah, I know. I said, you can pray with me. You can start praying with me and agreeing with me that God's going to heal it. I said, and praise him and thank him that it is already healed. It's done in Jesus' name. So for about 8 months, we have worshiped and praised the King. This is what I'm trying to tell people. Don't ever give up on God. He does things in His own time frame. So we got an invitation to go to a healing ministry's teaching in Dallas this weekend on Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Well, a bunch of us went. Each day is a 12-hour day, from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. That's a pretty long. But you have a 2-hour lunch break and then a 2-hour evening lunch break, so it's actually only 8 hours of teaching, 3 days. Well, the man that was doing the school, he asked me to come to his school and teach one time, which I did. He wasn't there, so I didn't get to talk with him, and he doesn't know me personally, or didn't. And so this time when he invited me, we signed up to go, so he expected us to be there, but I didn't know he did not know me. So we sat right in the middle. He was looking right straight at me. He wasn't no further away from me to you, brother, but he didn't know who I was. And so when dinner come, I didn't know he had expected me to sit at the head table with him. I didn't know it until we came back from lunch. We just went to a little restaurant down the street. I go up there when he comes in, tell him, shake hands with him. Hi, I'm Pastor Thurman Scrivener. He said, oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to meet you. He hugged me and everything. He said, since you and I both have the same kind of ministries, he said, I'd like to sit down and talk with you. And I said, well, I'd love to sit down and talk with you too. And I had no idea that it was not going to be God's plan this trip for me to sit down and talk with him. You know, a lot of times there's ways I think God could do things that would be better than he does it. Do y'all know what I mean? But ever since that hernia came up on me, I know what the scripture says in 1 Peter 3:10. And this is probably one of my terrible sins. 1 Peter 3:10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, that his lips that they speak no guile. Now, I will have to say, it's very difficult for a man of God that loves God, that fought for his country, not to talk about the government today. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? I just can't believe what we've got in Washington. But every time I think about that now, God's telling me what I need to do is pray for the boys, not talk about them. Well, I've spent too much time talking about them. And I think God got fed up with me talking about them. In fact, with my anger about the government, anger is what causes hernias. Do y'all know that? Most people don't. Most people have no idea. There is a cause and effect for every disease you have. I've learned that. I've learned it well. But anger causes it. And so if you want to have a hernia, you want to have a blood clot, just keep getting angry and eventually it will kill you. It will bring a blood clot in you, or it will bring a hernia on you. And then if you have a hernia, you're going to have a lot of faith to get God to fix it. And most people don't have it. So they go to a doctor to get fixed. And it costs them all that pain and suffering and everything. So when God speaks, do you know he don't just speak just to hear his head rattle? You know, he speaks to mean business. So you need to be very careful what comes out of your mouth. So anyway, here we are sitting in his seminar down there in Dallas, listening to what he's trying to teach. And we have a great morning, a great afternoon. We go to lunch, then we go to dinner that evening. And then we come back and we're sitting there. It's going to be over at 9 o'clock and it's about 8:20. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm getting so cold I can't stand it. And so I put my coat on and Cheryl says, are you okay? I said, well, I'm not sure. I said, I think there's something going on in my body that I don't understand because I'm cold. She said, well, it's not cold in here, honey. I said, well, I didn't think so. Nobody else has got a coat on, but I am cold. She said, you want to go home? I said, not yet. We sat there about 5 or 10 more minutes and I said, I can't stand it. I've got to go. So I told Jeff, he's sitting right beside me. I said, Jeff, you got to let me out. So Jeff went out and I went out. When I got to the aisle, I could not stand up. I said, Jeff, can you help me to the car? He said, of course. And so Cheryl come behind me and here I am, a healing minister. You talk about humbling here, you know, a healing minister in a place for all these people. And here I am walking like this. God knows how to humble you. Yeah, he really knows how to do it. But he's God, isn't he? By the time we get to the car, I am hurting so bad in my stomach area. It's like God's in there with a flint knife doing surgery on me with no antiseptic. I have never had a pain. I've had back pains in my life. I've heard people say back pain is equivalent to childbirth. Well, I don't know. I never had a child, but I've had back pains many times. At least 6 or 8 times I've been down in my back. But I'm going to tell you, on a scale of 10 to 1, all them pains I ever had is a 1. This one I had Thursday night is a 10. I ain't never had a pain like this in my body. I was screaming. I have a tremendous pain tolerance. When I tore my hand all to pieces that time, I never had nothing but thank you, Jesus. That's all I had. I mean, it tore my hand in that machine. It ripped skin, fingers, and everything else off. And I trusted Jesus and come home. Wouldn't even go to a doctor, nothing. I only let Cheryl clean it. This first finger here was tore plumb to the bone from this end to this end. I could see bone all through there. And I just trusted Jesus, nothing but a Band-Aid. And I'm going to guarantee you today, you can't hardly find a scar by trusting Jesus. And it didn't cost me a dime to fix that hand. He fixed it for free. That's the God we serve. And I know Him like that. I know He can do anything. But I'm praying for my healing. And I believe that because of some of the things I knew Henry and I were going to discuss, I wasn't completely where I needed to be. He told us, he said, there are some things I want to talk to you about. And he said some things that if you don't believe what I'm teaching here, then come to me with Scripture. Well, I knew he was wrong. I know he's wrong. But he doesn't know he's wrong. And so I come home after I got home. And of course, it didn't take me a couple of days. But after I come home, when I had a little time, he said, come to me with Scripture. I have already got 60 Scriptures to confirm what I know is true. That he said, that's not true. I didn't have that before. But I don't want to go sit down with no man that I can't show you. Don't come and try to tell me I'm wrong. If you say I'm wrong, bring me the Word of God to show me I'm wrong. I'll listen to you if it's in the Word. But if it's just what you think, I've heard a lot of things. And as long as I listen to man, I never got anybody set free or healed. When I started believing God's Word, that's when I started getting people healed. So as I come out there, I couldn't stand up. And when I got to the car, I was hurting so bad. I sat down in the front seat and the pain was so bad. I said, oh, goodness, Lord. I said, I can't stand this. I said, I'm hurting so bad. I said, I'm going to try to get in the back seat, Cheryl. You drive me home. I'm going to lay down. I got in the back seat and the pain doubled the minute I laid down. It was, oh, my gosh, it was excruciating.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Surgery Without Anesthesia, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on DVD or CD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.